Right. If you're going after Officer Harris, you're either racist or sexist or ableist.
Right.
So they will use
ableist.
Yeah, because she's a retard. She's literally retarded.
Blammo! That's the sound of an imploding campaign. Kamala Harris, what happened over here? Huh? You had an installed base of 81 totally legitimate real voters, I was told. And you've got the black girl magic of being an Indian woman who pretended to be black. Wow, all of that combined to, that's weird. It's actually a little bit impressive. I gotta be honest with you. You were handed a gilded gift, and you still upchucked it. Here you got Breitbart, and she's saying, we're going to bail on that Joe Rogan thing. That Joe Rogan thing. Yeah. You mean the largest podcast? You're gonna bail on that? You know you're losing, right? It's not my polling that says you're losing. It's everybody's polling that says you're losing. The only places where you're not effectively losing, it's within the margin of error of losing. But, yeah, you should turn down some more stuff. That makes a lot of... Yeah, turn down being on the largest podcast that Trump is going to do. But you're not going to do it. That makes a lot of sense. She's just too smart, guys, all right? She speaks too much like an intellectual that you dumb idiots who listen to Joe Rogan couldn't handle it or comprehend it or understand it. Therefore, we're going to pass. No, she didn't even say that stupid shit. No, she said, I'm going to pass because we're super duper busy right now. You're busy? You just took 2 days off. I mean, you could have fit in a Joe Rogan taping? No one's expecting you to do it. I don't think he even does the show live anymore. I think Spotify was like, listen, we cannot have you do the show live. This was Donald Trump a few days ago. He says, look at this lazy bish. Trump rips lazy as hell Kamala Harris over light schedule 2 weeks before the election day. She took 2 days off. She found time for Univision. This chick's talking to Telemundo. She's over here. She's campaigning to people in Mexico. That makes a lot of sense if you're a Democrat. Campaigning to the dead and illegal aliens makes a lot of sense if you're a Democrat. But yeah, plenty of time for Univision, ESPN, Ocho, and Telemundos. And some sort of television station in Kazakhstan. But not Joe Rogan. Yeah, that makes all the sense in the world. So, Kamala Harris is imploding in real time. They have painted themselves into a ridiculously hilarious predicament. You gotta hide her because she's a moron. Whoops. Hiding her is driving the poll numbers down, and when the poll numbers go down this much, it's hard to fortify an election. Okay, well, what do we do? Well, gotta get her on the campaign trail. They said, okay, get her out there. Boom. No. Her talking makes her poll numbers go down worse than when she's in hiding. Holy balls. Oh, crap. What do we do then? Okay, let's do this. Let's get a bunch of people who love P. Diddy. And what we'll do is we'll have her go on their shows, and they'll do all the heavy lifting and all of the talking, and they'll protect her, and that'll improve some. No, that ain't gonna work either. Man, that ain't gonna. No. So now what are you gonna do? Well, we don't know what to do. We don't know what we don't know what we're gonna do. We're gonna get Beyonce, Obama, Bruce Springsteen, a bunch of other weirdos. We'll just get them to campaign at this point. We'll keep this dumb bitch in a basement somewhere. They tried everything. Two weeks out, they're saying, oh my God, Donald Trump is definitely Hitler. Yeah, you already said this. Yeah, we already know. We already know that you weirdos over there cutting your dicks off. You think he's Hitler. Yeah, we don't care. No, but okay, he's going to arrest everybody. Yeah, I don't care. A lot of you need arrested. I mean, I'm fine with that. I'm going to be upset if a lot of people don't get arrested. So continue to scream into the void over there as your campaign implodes. But there you go. So she is counting on the dead rescuing her at ballot drop boxes and pallets about. She's definitely, this chick is all in on the fortification, and magic pipe breaks in the middle of the night for election night because how are you going to turn this down? You're going to turn down Joe Rogan. Kamala Harris bails on the Joe Rogan due to scheduling. But you took 2 days off this week. You're talking to television stations in Argentina, but you're not going to do this. So that's this is right there. I'm highlighting if you're just listening to this. Kamala Harris bails on the Joe Rogan due to scheduling is the open acknowledgement at this point that she's a turd. This is her acknowledging it. The mainstream media press acknowledge it. They're going to try to blame scheduling. But it's the open acknowledgement that they took a dude who poops his fucking pants and had to get rid of him and replace him with a chick who campaigns like a pair of poops and pants. It was just a lateral movement. She's worse than the dude who shits himself. But, I mean, come on. She's a blackish. I mean, vote for her. She's got a vagina. No, not happening. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the videos. For Joe, you kept today on the implosion of Kamala Harris and her campaign. Hit that subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.